Alphabet books are simple in concept and structure. A tidy, ordered sequence of the letters of the alphabet from A to Z. Innovative is not a word you'd usually associate with alphabet books, so it's with some distinction that the Washington Post called ABC3D easily the most innovative alphabet book of the year, if not the decade. The first thing that stands out, literally, about ABC3D is that it's a pop-up book. Marion Bataille is the creator of ABC3D and other pop-up books. She's in Atlanta today sharing her paper craft in schools and at Decatur's Little Shop of Stories. I spoke with her earlier this morning about her elegant pop-up books. You first gained recognition for your book ABC3D in 2008. Every page is a different letter or two, and you use only red, black, and white. It's just hypnotic. Can you describe how that ABC3D looks to our listeners?
It's just the letters, one of the alphabet, one after the other. So I had to find ways, as everyone expects, what to find. B is after A, C is after B. I had to find ways to put on stage every letter. So I used spaced, I used movement, I used the relationships between the letters, one after the other, that is, E transforms into F. I use the shapes, I use the colors too, to relate it to music. That is black and white and red. It's only a short amount of colors that makes like you can relate it to percussion. And that makes a rhythm into the book that contradicts the succession of the letters.
And it's ingenious because there's been research showing that the first color a child identifies is red.
Yeah.
And here you have letters creating, you know, in this continuous fashion and also showing some movement of how E becomes F with the line disappearing. Did you do research into cognitive learning before you developed these books?
I did after, because once I found out that these books are used in the school, so I tried to develop tools in order for children to memorize the shape of the letters, because I found out that you can lose shapes of the letters as you grow by if you don't read or write enough. Mm. So I thought there might be other ways than writing, as you might say, with a pen, to use shapes of the letters and to keep them in the memory of your body. That is, when you experiment things in several ways, like with hands, with smell, with taste, then you remember it, not only through the eyes. And most of education is based through the eyes now, but you apprehend the world with many ways,
yes,
not only through the eyes.
It's multisensory.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that your research into the cognitive learning came after it. You were just intuiting this with your design. How long does it take to create a pop-up book prototype?
It depends. If you talk about ABC3D, then I've been working on pop-up technique for my pleasure for 20 years before I decided to do that book. And then the day I decided, I found my subject and worked on it. Then it took me 2 years to finish it.
Talking about 20 years of interest on your part in pop-up books, that almost predates some of the screen learning for children. But I was wondering about the fact that so many young children now have their own computers.
Yeah.
Many have their own phones and, you know, little learning iPads, whatnot, that children 20 years ago did not have so readily. Do you think that some of the interest in your pop-up books is because there is movement and it is similar to what one might find on a computer screen.
You're absolutely right. On that subject, would have three things to say. That is, a film of a book is not a book. That is what I found out when the book was filmed. And I was quite scared that people wouldn't discover the book itself because they discovered the film. And it's a quite different experience. The other thing is that the movement, we relate when we see that book, I think, to the movement of the writing. That is, you follow a path when you write, and that is a movement in the space. So maybe the book, as the letter deploys, relates to the movement on the page when you write with a pen, for example.
Ah, so there is a tremendous amount of thought on your part that goes into this creation. Are you working on a new book?
Yeah, I'm working on several projects. It's always the same. I have projects in boxes. So I put things in boxes. I work on them. And then one day something comes to maturity. So I can show it to a publisher. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
But what I'm working on now is designing tools in order to remember shapes of letters. That's why I'm invited here. Because I'm working on schools, inside the schools here in Atlanta. I'm working on immersion schools and I'm giving workshops.
Indeed, you're in Atlanta as part of an entire tour of the United States, visiting schools and conducting workshops. Would you tell us about your workshop tonight at the Little Shop of Stories?
Oh yeah, I'm very happy about it. I really like to go to book stores. It's tonight it's special because it's a pop-up workshop for beginners. I always do pop-up workshops for beginners because when I go back to do pop-up shapes, make an ink of paper, I always go back to the beginning. You always have to go back to the beginning. So that's what I'm going to teach tonight. We are going to play with that.
Well, I know there was a 19th century sociologist who said, play is the work of children.
Ah, well, I heard that work is the play of children.
Both are good. And Marion Bataille, this has been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Marion Bataille will give a free workshop open to the public this evening at 6 at Decatur's Little Shop of Stories. We'll post more details at wabe.org/citylights.